T-E-R-T-T.
Stop. Can somebody say that fluently for me? How would the boys and girls say that? Logan.
Grace Nixon Peterson is an interventionist at Akili Academy. That means she works with small groups of first graders who need extra help in reading and math. Grace became a teacher through Teach for America, and in her fifth year, she is bucking Teach for America's statistics. Only about a third of TFA alumni stay in the classroom beyond their two-year commitment. Grace taught regular first grade at Akili for 3 years, but she feels really effective in her new specialized role.
The relationships I'm able to build with them far surpasses what I was able to do when I had 30 kids with me. I love that. I love being able to know them. We just have a great time, and they're learning, they're engaged, and I'm able to see this growth over the year for these scholars who otherwise may fall through the cracks.
Stopping kids from falling through the cracks is the very reason Peterson decided to become a teacher. She has a much younger brother, William, who she knew would get a great education in South Dakota, where she's from.
But then I started thinking there are millions of little Williams around our country who certainly aren't given that opportunity, and that just punched me in the stomach.
So Peterson decided to do Teach for America. Her first choice was New Orleans, and as she puts it,
I won the lottery with getting my job at Akili.
Grace started as a brand new teacher, and she experienced a lot of the same issues that all new teachers experience. They're trying to figure out how to do classroom management and how to run a great academic program.
Kate Mihok is the CEO of Akili's charter operator, Crescent City Schools, which has three schools in New Orleans. In Akili's first year, 8 out of 9 of their teachers, or about 90%, were Teach for America core members, or TFA alumni. That percentage has shrunk to around 25 as they've recruited more widely.
We look first and foremost for any person who can raise student achievements with kids. I don't think we care what they look like, what gender they are, how old they are, but we want them to be able to do great things with children.
Mihok says Akili thinks about diversity in all sorts of ways. Women, men, new to teaching, veteran teachers, natives, transplants, with kids and without. And their hiring process is extensive.
We do a lot in our interview process to make sure that they visit the school, they meet our staff, they see our kids, they hear a lot from our principals so that they really know that this is the right place for them.
Prior to Hurricane Katrina, most city schools were run by a centralized school board and teachers belonged to a union. All sorts of laws about seniority and tenure influence staffing. But now, charter companies can hire and fire the teachers they want, to an extent. Decisions must be based on performance. All teachers work at will, meaning they can be fired or quit anytime. Leslie Bluen is a second grade teacher at Akili. Bluen is from Chicago and moved to New Orleans before Katrina to study at Dillard University. As an education major, Bluen spent time in classrooms throughout the city.
Thinking back to when I went into schools before the storm, a lot of teachers were teachers that were from the neighborhoods, that were from the city, and a lot of times looked like the children that they were teaching. And I think that that is the complete opposite now. In most cases, not in all, but in most cases.
Statistics vary on the breakdown of race among teachers before and after Katrina. It seems about 75% of teachers were African American before the flood. That's dropped to as low as 49% by one count. Bluen is the same race as most of the children she teaches, and colleagues sometimes assume she's from New Orleans, so she doesn't hear some of the complaints her fellow teachers do.
Many colleagues have said that often parents make comments about what they look like or where they're from, and they stand strong in who they are and let them know that who they are and where they come from changes nothing about the education that they're providing for their children, which I feel is very true. None of those things even matter.
It's all about building relationships, period. It doesn't matter where you're from or who you are.
Bridget Burns teaches second grade down the hall from Bluen. She is from New Orleans, and she sees no downside to out-of-towners teaching.
The only thing I do notice is that people who aren't from here, they explore the city a lot more than we do. So I learn a lot from my colleagues who aren't from here, like, oh, wow, we went to this place. And I'm like, oh, I didn't even know that existed.
New Orleans schools are less about neighborhood and tradition than they once were. But at Akili Academy, no matter the difference between teachers, they say they share a common denominator, a laser-sharp focus on raising student achievement. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.